13 years, and it's a very good friend from New Zealand, a New Zealander, and Venerable Pavaro, who is a Bhikkhu at Berkeley. He's been a good friend also, so then joined us for the retreat, which is a great treat for the retreat. So before I begin any opening talk, I thought we might do the Paritta chanting. I have to pump up my volume. Can you hear me in the back? Yeah? Okay. The Paritta chanting is, for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, it's the chanting that is done in Theravada monasteries in the Pali language. And on an occasion like this, it's a sort of auspicious set of chants. The idea behind them is that in this universe there is goodness. There's compassion, there's kindness, there's joy, there's sensitivity, all those things. And these chants are evoking that goodness in all of us and inviting all that goodness to join us on this retreat, wisdom, compassion, and so on. I haven't done much chanting in the last 2 years. Me and Mom don't do much. It's not good in the Pali. And we've never chanted together, but I asked the brothers if they'd want to give it a go, so we'll give it a go. The chanting isn't in the green book. That's part of the tradition that the monks usually chant. So if you just listen during the chanting, make your mind peaceful. And then maybe you could meditate before I give a talk. Meditate for about half an hour, and then I'll give some introductory remarks. And the tradition of the chanting is that one of the bhikkhus does an introductory chant, which Ajahn Kusala will do, and then we'll chant together. So Ajahn, would you like to start?
Thank you. See you.